4. If there's a better place to spend mid-January than Hawaii, let me know. Till then, I'll have to make do with Waialae Country Club on the island of Oahu, where Earl and I are getting our last reps in before tomorrow's start of the Azawa Open and warming our bones in the tropical sun. It feels so good to be warm and out of that stall at Big Oaks. I'm hardly bothered by the fact that 50 people are lined up on the range behind Earl, and 2 are watching me, one of whom is my new caddy, Johnny Abate. Earl's fans, who have taken to calling themselves Earl's platoon, aren't content to stand and gape. Every time he pures another 4-iron, they ooh and ah and shower him with love. "This is your year, Earl! Hell yeah, buddy! You're the man, EF!" And my personal favorite, Earl Fielder, is EFing good. "I guess they don't get out much," I mumble under my breath to the object of all this adulation. "What makes you say that, Travis?" To clarify, I should probably point out that Earl has enjoyed a dramatic change in fortune since caddying for me in my rookie season in 96. For starters, he is now a member of the senior tour himself. He earned his playing privileges by finishing 2nd in the 97 Senior Q School, then backed it up with one of the most consistent rookie seasons ever, ending the year with 23 straight top 10s. But what changed everything and transformed him into a bona fide celebrity is that Reebok commercial, which juxtaposes Earl on tour with old footage and photos of him from the late 60s in Vietnam. No one is happier for Earl than me. But do I find the clamor for autographs and photographs at restaurants and airports just a wee bit annoying? Of course not. I'm a bigger person than that. "Working on anything in the off-season?" I ask. "Just tried to tighten everything up a notch. Keep the arms and body more attached, have it all move in one piece." "Jesus, Earl. You already got the most buttoned-up swing out here. To get it any tighter, you'd need a monkey wrench." But, as Earl stripes a couple...